Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block of Cattle Facts. Talking beef herd expansion with Randy in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Hey cattle producers, join me on the road to ranching efficiency at the 2018 Noble Research Institute Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 14th and 15th. A day-long tour of two of their farms on the 14th, then plan to attend the conference on Friday the 15th. A tremendous lineup of speakers will inspire and inform, including Jim Robb, Colin Woodall, Dr. Cliff Lamb, and Donald Brown. Go to noble.org/events to see the agenda and to register. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 15th, Ardmore Convention Center. See you there. Since the Southern Plains drought decimated many beef cow herds and reduced our overall U.S. beef cow herd by several million cows, we have been rebuilding. All the way up through 2017, the expansion, rebuilding the beef cow herd, has been happening. But 2018 is a different animal, so says Randy Block with Cattle Facts.
We're basically moving back in here to a level where the expansion rate is flattening out. We're still expanding, but at a much, much, much slower rate than what we were a few years ago. Exactly what we should be doing. We should be slowing the expansion rate. We think the bulk of the expansion will be pretty well done with by the end of this decade. Now, what's happening on the cow side? A few years ago in here, when we're right at the lows, obviously there's no cows being harvested, is there? No cows being harvested. Remember when you all were selling your market cows, your salvage cows are bringing $1,300, $1,400, $1,500 a head, more than you paid for them as a bred heifer. Again, this is what we see in here when we came through that transition. We had the big blow off top in the market. Now we're seeing a big increase in cow slaughter starting to increase. Again, you saw it in here in 17, we're up 350,000, we're up another 400,000 this year. We spent a lot of time over the last few years trying to share with y'all that, hey, when we went through the downsizing in this industry, when we lost that many cattle in our inventory, and we lost 7 million head of fed cattle being harvested on an annual basis, we did the same thing on the cow side by losing that. We lost a lot of shackle space, didn't we? We lost a lot of shackle space in our fed cattle plants, but look what we saw on the cow plants. We actually are a lot tighter even on the cow plant side than we are on the fed cattle side. Again, what I'm saying to you is when you look at what these cows are bringing in here relative to the price of 90s, we're at a historically low percentage. You as cattle, cow-calf operators that are selling market cows, when you look at what's going on over here, again, it's hard to capture the full value of those animals. Because we got a lot more cows that need to be harvested than we have space available. And this is going to intensify over the next couple of years, so you need to be aware of that. Again, particularly when you're marketing cows in here at times when we're in those peak runs. Again, you're going to see this cow market continue to be pretty defensive in here over time.
Randy Block said it will matter over the next year or so when you sell those cull cows. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve all of Oklahoma with agencies in 163 communities offering competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We're your neighbor, so we understand the challenges and joys of living here. We've been here for more than 110 years. AFR Insurance, insuring rural and urban tomorrows.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.